Episode number 285.
Think of your brand as being human, you know, think about yourself and how you would be running in the other direction if all you did was talk to somebody who talked about themselves.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello and welcome to the B-Real Show with Travis, Too Tall and Huff. Folks, you know your boy is always fired up. I'm ready to go. But after this episode, which I think is going to bring you a ton of value, I know that you are going to find a new way to find leads, a new way to market, a new way to basically get more discovery of your business, which we all need in this world, because we're bringing you our featured guest today, Miss Jacqueline Lieberman. Jacqueline, are you ready to be real?
I'm so ready to be real.
She's ready, folks. She's bringing the fuego. Jacqueline is the founder and the lead strategist at Brand Crudo. Is that correct how you say that? Brand Crudo Marketing Consultancy.
Brand Crudo.
I butchered that one, folks. Brand Crudo. I love that. Brand Crudo. And they do a ton of different things, but really everything obviously around your brand, the story, the development of your campaigns, possibly your strategies in your campaigns. What is your purpose? What is your mission? What is your values of your business? And you have a ton of experience in this. Looking back on your bio here, I mean, you've worked with a ton of different businesses. Before starting your own business, you stood at the helm of Story Worldwide for more than a decade as a managing partner and founder, head of strategy, folks, and working with big brands like Unilever, General Mills, Google, Lexus, Wyndham Worldwide, and many more. So you've worked with the biggest brands in the world, and basically at the end of the day, we're all trying to redefine our brand right now, going through this 2020 and coming out of this, because the strong brands will survive, and those that aren't and don't invest and haven't put the time in are gonna go by the wayside, unfortunately. So now is more than time. I always say now is the time to lean into your brand, whatever that is, or if it's the brand is struggling, pivot into a new brand. You know, I mean, this is also the time to say, hey, what's out there and what can I do? But tell us a little bit about your story behind, maybe your fascination or your real, obviously, experience in working with brands.
Sure. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think, you know, a lot of my experience at the agency, you know, I was tasked with turning a typical ad agency strategic planning process, because we all have them, into a discipline of finding brand stories. And as you mentioned, I did that for all of those brands, big ones, small ones, you name it. But I think it just became really clear to me that, while clients have their own creative agencies, they just needed like a strategic unlock. They just needed someone to come in with fresh eyes to tackle a specific brand or marketing problem. So, you know, I really wanted to dispel the myth of that the strategy process takes a long time, takes forever, and consultants, frankly, you know, show very little tangible output. So I decided to start Brand Crudo to focus just on that unlock and dispelling myths, and haven't looked back. So it's been
pretty cool.
Yeah.
And what was that? When did you start your business then?
It'll just be 2 years.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome. Hey, you're making it over the hump of the two-year business. You know, you're on your way to 10 years.
I know it.
And obviously, with a business like yourself that can just be adapted, can work with Zooms and can work with anyone, you got just one of those resilient kind of businesses, kind of like ours, where if you even take some licks, it's okay because you might be working from home or be able to, you know, move things around in your expenses, which is the beauty of entrepreneurship, which a lot of people forget, right? You get your time, you get all these benefits, but then you can work with anyone around the world, and you're not just limited to the box that you maybe were putting yourself in and only working with local clients. Obviously you worked with many nationwide clients, but now you're the creator of the ship. You know, you are the founder, you're the person that drives that vision. If people are thinking today, you know, about their brands, where do you start to uncover those stories? Where do you even go first to kind of get that going?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I use the expression raw truth, you know, because because sometimes brand story started to, you know, have the connotation that you're telling a story to entertain. And while that's very true, there still needs to be grounding of truth in it. Otherwise, your consumers, your target audience, everyone's going to sniff you out. Mm. So what I try to do is, you know, a brand's raw truth fundamentally is part of the DNA of the brand. So it's those distinctive characteristics that can't be changed. So, you know, much like people, it means that you're not posing to be something that you're not, you know? And, you know, it's hard to put your finger on it when you're kind of, when companies are moving so fast and they're trying to chase revenue goals, understandably. You know, but a lot of times they find themselves in the position like where they're starting to lose ground.
Right.
And, you know, and when that happens, it's mostly because, you know, brands are struggling and they think that they need a new fancy marketing campaign. And while, of course, a campaign is the right thing and you need to, you know, get your brand out there, but it has to be authentic to the DNA of the brand. And a lot of times what I've been finding is that, you know, people at the companies don't respect the heritage or the story, and they want to rewrite the history of the brand just because it's inconvenient or to some extent they feel like it doesn't fit with the current objectives. But right. A brand's history, again, it's like people, right? It's like our history as a human, you know, our past has informed who we are today. And so there's always a germ of truth that you have to go back to the founding story to find out, you know, why does this brand exist? What problem is it solving for people? What service is it giving to people? Because that's really where you start to, you know, get under the hood of things. And that's kind of what I end up doing, is helping brands unearth that. And then once that's unearthed, then you see everybody, you see the light in their eyes, right? They start to have that aha moment of like, yes, okay, now I get it. Now I see how this one little germ of an idea can now find its way into the marketing campaign. And then guess what? That becomes, it's something that's authentic. It's not just marketing anymore. And it becomes part of their truth that they're bringing people into the fold. And that's, you know, that's what I try and help brands with.
Yeah. Because a lot of businesses probably don't even, the people that come on new, they probably don't even know the founding story. And I think that was one of my favorite things when I worked at the Walt Disney Company. I got my first job, folks, right out of college at ABC Television. Ooh. A cool job, great job, unbelievable job. But remember the first thing they did the first week was they made me watch this, you know, somewhat you could call cheesy, but introduction video to the Walt Disney Company. And you started to hear the founding story and you started to kind of feel invested into what this was in the beginning. And I think that probably for most businesses out there, they haven't spent enough time maybe educating those, especially the new people that come on board. New people that come working at Taco Bell or McDonald's. How did this thing happen? What you know, where did this thing go? And then it makes them feel a little bit more invested into the story, the family, et cetera. At least to be able to know if someone asks the question, hey, you know, we were founded in 19, you know, by this person, at least know the founding thing, the founder's name at least, or, you know, kind of these, if you want to call it a paragraph or less of information that was built, how this whole thing got built was because Ray Kroc would do this, or because Sam Walton did this and this and this. He wanted to provide quality products to people in areas, outlying areas. So he would go build the Walmart in an area, folks, that was not the metropolis. He wanted to build it for the people that were out in the middle of nowhere. And then the people would drive many miles to come to his place. And so it was brilliant. Obviously Walmarts are everywhere, but his strategy in the beginning was not to go to where the biggest people were. And maybe if you didn't know that, folks, that just tells you right there. That just shows you, and that makes you feel more invested maybe into the Waltons and their story. Even though obviously we know they're well off. Yeah. We're not worried about that, but it's the fact that this has now perpetuated from such a great idea. And so I think that's such a good point. So when you're going back in there, it's kind of digging up those kind of old memories, looking back at the old photos, if you want to call it the old nostalgic, and kind of maybe bringing up some of those memories, maybe for the board or for some of the family that sits on that's still there. If they are you working specifically with businesses where there's a lot of family involved, or is it kind of one of those things that maybe it's evolved beyond the family?
You know, I've I'm doing literally both. I mean, yeah. So there's definitely there's companies out there who just have started out and they're only a few years old, and they know why they started. They just need to articulate that and find that way into marketing.
Right.
But then there's also huge legacy brands who have a great founding story, but a new regime comes in and they think that, well, let's change the story. And it's like, no, you don't really have to do that. Like, I get why, because a lot of companies who've been around a long time, they say, well, it's legacy and we need to, you know, have a fresh start and be more relevant. And you absolutely can be more relevant. And to your point about the employees that, you know, before you even start to market to people out in the world, it's like you need to create evangelists inside the walls of your company.
So true.
Because if they don't believe why they're there, and if they don't understand why they're there and the brand and all of that, then, you know, then they're not going to be proponents of the brand when it comes to marketing it out in the world.
Yeah, they're just getting a check. They're getting a check. They aren't doing anything to actually, you know, be invested in that brand outside of getting the check, which is still a job. Let's just be real. But we all want those employees that are also our brand advocates. They're the people that help build the business for us, because they're the cashier or lady or man that was just so friendly, so that the person wanted to come back tomorrow to get the McDonald's burger instead of going to somewhere other place, you know, because of that person, just like people do at the grocery store, just like people do at a lot of things, because of the employee that is working inside the business that makes you want to come back. So it's proven. I mean, many businesses do this right. In-N-Out's one of the most famous ones for having the highest wages and having the happiest employees. And it translates to go look in a line, go try to drive into an In-N-Out line in California or wherever they're at. They're packed usually, you know?
Yeah.
And so it kind of translates into the food and that happier people. They love the story. They stay longer. Every time you go there, they're smiling, no grumpiness. They're right on top of it. They're very cleanly. And those are all things we want right now, you know? And so they're winning. And brands that do that, I think even Amazon's been doing a really good job lately of explaining the investment into COVID, what they're doing into keeping your packages safe and what they're doing to keep their people safe. And they're going to be spending a lot of money in their profits to, you know, reinvest into keeping things safe going forward, you know?
It's all about putting your purpose into practice, you know? It's about taking that, you know, really fancy statement that brands probably paid a lot of money to, you know, have those few words that are painted on the lobby wall or on a mug or a t-shirt somewhere, but it's basically taking it from the wall down into practice and saying, you know, how do we actually live this every single day? How do we hire the people, the right people who engender that culture? And how do we, you know, tell the world and practice this in everything that we do? I mean, that's, you know, that's really fundamentally where purpose, you know, really comes into play. That's helping the brands. The brands that are succeeding right now are the ones that are going into there. And just like you were just saying about the Amazon example, you know, transparency and making sure that logistics are they're dotting their I's and crossing their T's and making everybody's lives easier. And that's what Amazon is really about. So
time, baby, they save you time. Just like all the greatest, basically of this day and age. Some of the greatest companies, their biggest asset is that they save you time. Whether that's Uber, it saves you time because you don't have to get a taxi. They get Uber coming, or Uber Eats, they have food coming to you. Saves you time because we could be on the podcast right now. I could have an Uber Eats order coming to me for the family if I wanted to. Now I'm going to pay a convenience for that, but it's saving me time. I don't have to drive halfway across the town and come back and wait in line there and pay money and this and that. Especially with this world we live in today, we just want things coming to us, you know? And so that's what Amazon's figured out. That's what Wayfair, Chewy, and many different companies have figured out, is how can we save you time? And you're willing to pay a little bit of a convenience for that, to not have to go to PetSmart and go, especially I love with Amazon, because it's like you go to 5 different stores within a few different clicks. You know, you go to Carter's basically, you get the clothes, you get some food, you can kind of curate 5 different stores you would have to maybe go to pick these things up. And they just hit bam, and it's up tomorrow, it's coming here. Hey, you know. And lately they've been doing a great job, folks, of surprising and delighting you. This is the thing that Amazon does that he's from the beginning I love about their brand, Jacqueline, is that their brand is in it to surprise and delight the customer. They don't care about the profit as much as they care about you, the customer. So what they've been doing lately, they've been delivering your packages even earlier. So you say you're going to get it on Thursday, you get it on Wednesday. You say you're going to get it on Friday, you get it on, you know, you get it on Thursday. They're delivering it one day faster now. I've been noticing this. I think he's doing this subconsciously just to keep you happy. Just, hey, we're going to deliver it to you even faster. You thought you were going to get it on, you know, Saturday, you're getting on Wednesday, you know, just surprising and delighting the customer in a small way, because that's the convenience, right? That's why we use them. Well, he's like, hey, we got this package. It's ready for you. It's coming early. I ain't going to tell you. It's just going to show up. And then you're gonna be like, oh, cool, man. My package came early.
Yeah.
It's a great marketing tool. It's just just backing up what you said in the beginning. It's just a great marketing tool, because so many businesses fail. And that as they do grow, they have a hard time backing that up. They have a hard time, you know, delivering what they first started with many moons ago when they were just getting going. And even Walmart or the biggest companies are struggling with this. You know, that's why Walmart's done a great job lately of the convenience of the pickup. You know, you order stuff online, you just drive to the location and it just comes to you, you know. And I mean, they're doing a great job because they have to be listening to the consumer. It's just a fascinating world, right? I mean, it really is. And it's exciting for brands out there, because now's the time too to you possibly could separate yourself majorly against your competition.
Mm-hmm.
Majorly right now. If you lean in, if you put in the effort, you could separate yourself. There's going to be competition that goes out of business, competition that weakens, competition that does things that are shady, where the customer does not like that and they move their preferences. Everyone's got to be on the top of their game, you know. It's just a fun time. Right now, I mean, I think that's just the fun thing about it, is just that, you know, it's scary. There's a lot of uncertainty. But if you put your big boy or big girl pants on, you strap the shoes up, now's the time. It's just now. There's no better time to strengthen your brand. What are some of the things that you like to see people do on like social media, for instance, with their brand? I mean, I'm curious in that. Do you work a lot with that, or how do you kind of tackle social specifically with telling the stories and branding?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you know, a lot of my strategies are channel agnostic, meaning that you have to start again, when you're starting from that purpose, place of truth, then it kind of doesn't matter where that message goes. Right. So it's a matter of, you know, nailing that first, and then really understanding, obviously, where your audience is. So, I mean, obviously on social, I think I always advise clients that I liken it to a, you know, thinking about being at a guest at a cocktail party. Mm. You know, you walk into a party, typically you walk in, you say hello to the host, right, you go, you know, you make your rounds and you make some nice chit chat. When you talk to people that you don't know, you ask them about, you know, their day and what do they do and what's important to them. If you ran into the house and you made a beeline past the host or the hostess and you just went in and asked somebody random for the keys to their car, for instance, yes, you know, that's a lot of what happens on social, which is like, you know, they're going in and selling and trying to be like, look at me, look at me, look at me, as opposed to really asking, what kind of value will this article give to my people?
Right.
How can these posts or this content strategy, how is it being of service to my audience? And so that's kind of that's the analogy that I help clients kind of think about and frame, you know, what they're doing is like, just, you know, try and think of your brand as being human, you know, just, you know, think about yourself and how you would be running in the other direction if all you did was talk to somebody who talked about themselves.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. I mean, I think that's the hidden thing that people forget. They forget that it's just one-on-one. It's like an email. I always say social media, the most successful ones, gmail.com for me, because it's where everything's happening. It's where the common communication, it's where my family, friends, business, transactions, everything's going through there. Yeah. And so you forget that quite often, but it's at scale. You can reach more than just one person on social, but you got to think of it that way. Like, what does one person want? And then responding to, I think that's the one thing that so many brands, they do posts and then they just never spend time nurturing, responding, commenting, figuring out what these people like, thanking them for their time, rewarding them for it with things like contests and prizes and things that we love to do, because it just, it's fun little stimulations of rewards that weren't expected. And those things obviously go a long way, because people like rewards. People like winning things, and like, you know, sometimes people don't win many things. And so all of a sudden they win some prizes from their favorite brands. They're even more loyal to those brands, you know, because like I just told you guys, it's that intermittent reinforcement that you weren't expecting. Hey, you won the prize. Hey, cool. I love T-Huff even more. That's the really the exciting part about it. But now we're about to take you into our top 10, because I know we got limited time today here. Apple or Android?
Apple.
Apple. Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram.
IG. Want to give your IG a shout out so we can get some followers for you?
Yeah, no problem. It's Jack Lieberman, JACLIEBERMAN.
Awesome. Jack Lieberman. Put that in the show notes, as well as I'm going to follow you. Chicken or steak when you're thinking about a good meal?
Oh, steak.
Steak. That's my girl. Laptop or smartphone?
Laptop.
Laptop. Me too. When you hit the door, you're like, I just get too much done with this thing. Spotify or Pandora?
Spotify.
Movies or video games?
Movies.
Movies. Reading books or listening to books?
Reading.
Reading. Stocks or real estate when you're thinking about investing?
Real estate.
Real estate. Oceans or lakes?
Always oceans.
Oceans. If you could get on a plane today, which ocean would you go check out? Where would you like to travel to?
Oh man, I just kind of want to get on any plane and go any. I just want sand in my toes, and I don't actually care.
Bermuda, anywhere. Just give me name any Beach Boy song. Let's go there right today.
Exactly.
That's what we were thinking today on my walk too. I was like, man, we can't just wait till we can just get back to those traveling and trips. We were planning to go to Paris. We had a trip in Hawaii. We obviously got canceled earlier.
Yeah.
We were looking for October trip to Paris. That ain't happening, obviously. Yeah. Just anything, baby. Let's give us anything we can get.
Right.
When you're looking and you're waking up for the day, you're getting yourself ready, you're looking yourself in the mirror, why do you love being you?
I think because I'm never stagnant. I just feel like, you know, every year I'm feel like I'm tackling something big, you know.
That's awesome.
And I'm saying to myself, you know what, I just want to try this, or I'm going to take this up, or I don't know. So I think, you know, like this year I decided to start a podcast, you know.
Yeah, like give your
last
podcast.
Last year was tennis, you know, but yeah. So a podcast is launching next month. It's called Uncooked.
Uncooked.
So it's the raw, unfiltered views between from industry experts and target audiences. You know,
that's just awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Fun. Yeah, podcasting is a blast. I mean, it's one of the best things I ever did 6 or 7 years ago. It's just fun how it takes you. You never know the journey, and you never know as the host how it's going to impact you. I can tell you, I personally have become a much better listener, although I like to talk. Much better listener, as well as I've just built so many cool relationships and learned so much. And so as a host, you learn a lot amongst obviously wanting your guests to get their value out there and all these things you kind of envision. You as the host learn so much. So congratulations. The Uncooked podcast is coming soon, folks. Do you think you'll ever retire?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, I just love what I'm doing, and I love helping companies, and, you know, like I want to be thought of as like the special ops of branding, you know.
Well,
like I don't want to replace your agency. Like, you call me up, you have a problem, you need it to get solved, and boom, you know. And so I can always do that, I think.
That's awesome. And you probably could work with agencies, you know, they might bring you in.
Oh, totally.
Why not? Bring an expert in. Bring an expert in on that. That's the sweet spot right there, is the agencies. A lot of them are downsizing, outsourcing, looking, and that's what we kind of figured out our sweet spot, Jacqueline, was working with agencies to do social. It was like, hey, well, you got the teams to sell it, and we got the teams to do it, and you don't want to do that, and we let's do it, you know? And so many times the agencies want to work together, especially with specialists, especially with people that they can – it can make them look better and bring much more value to their campaigns possibly too, because of your experience. Do you have a routine that you get going on your day? How do you start your day?
I actually do TM, Transcendental Meditation.
Oh, yes.
I do that every morning that I can. I try to do it twice a day, although that's always a challenge. But that morning one, I don't miss.
How long do you usually do it for?
20 minutes.
Yeah, that's a sweet spot right there. 10 to 20 minutes, they say.
Yeah.
Really good for your mind. Really good for your mind, especially with all the stuff we're going through right now. Just great for your mind, folks. Look it up. There's so many amazing YouTube videos too. Like if you need help, folks, just like, because sometimes you can't do it on your own. Maybe you need to have like a little, some stimulation, some music, someone else to guide you. So many good ones on transcendental meditation, meditation, just so many good ones out there. And obviously apps. Do you have a skill you're trying to master right now?
Well, besides podcasting, because that's been...
That's a new skill. That's a new one.
Yeah. I think like just writing, like article writing, you know, some things like that, that I haven't really delved into before that I'm starting to wrap my head around, like, you know, not just putting thoughts down, but making it something that's a quick read, something that's helpful, something that if I came across it, I would be like, yeah, you know what? That was a really good nugget. So... Yeah.
Give me some value back, getting some hidden gems, a great thing to put for your email campaigns with your, you know, with a list of emails, or also just on social too. Those things really work well. You can use awesome things like the LinkedIn articles posts, which get a lot of love too in the feed if you write a good one. It's more and more hard because obviously people are writing that, but still. And then medium.com, one of my favorite blog sources to just get tons of traffic to your blog without paying anything and just putting the right keywords up and putting it in there. So medium.com, they've done a great job. Do you have a favorite app on your phone right now?
Let me see. Not really. I mean, I had TikTok.
Which app do you use the most? Which app do you use the most right now on your phone? Which app would you use the most, do you think?
Definitely, I mean, LinkedIn, Instagram for sure.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, TikTok's on there and I had to put it a couple pages away from me because all of a sudden 25 minutes will go by and I'm like, I have to get back to work.
I'm like, it's stimulating your mind. That's so true. Yeah. These apps are very addictive. They're very, very enticing. They give you the hits of adrenaline that you want at the times you want them. That's why they're all AI algorithm based now. TikTok is an AI machine. Mm-hmm. AI machine that feeds you what you want when you want it, and it keeps you going as long as possible because that's the goal. It's very fascinating. Unlike other platforms, they've actually got real full AI. So it's very interesting. And obviously the newest platform, which people are loving. And then the cool thing about LinkedIn, is LinkedIn now has LinkedIn stories, folks. So check those out. You can share your stories. One of my favorite things to do is, you know, just let people know what's going on in your day. What you got going on, what you got cooking. If you could have dinner with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Oh man. Well, I probably have two people. I would want either Oprah or Meryl Streep.
Oh, both are amazing.
Right? I mean,
I'm always surprised. Like Meryl Streep is like always in the Academy Awards. She's like always in the nominations for Best Actress.
Constantly.
It's like, damn, how many great actors can do actresses or actors can really stay that consistent? And she's probably the only one.
Oh, yeah. And I just think she'd be a lot of fun over some wine, I think. I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. You can guarantee
so
that.
So Meryl, if you're it's listening, Meryl.
We're going to tag her somewhere. We're going to find her wherever she's at on social. She was like, I don't care about social. We'll find her. We're going to find her. We're going to tag her. Has there been a book that has changed your life or mindset?
Oh, there's been a few. Recently, I really loved Malcolm Gladwell's Talking with Strangers.
Oh, Talking with Strangers. Yes.
Yeah. That's the most recent one. And then Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now and A New Earth.
That's a fabulous one.
I mean, A New Earth was just, it's one of those books that like I had to read twice, you know, and like I could actually pick it up again, you know, one of those books. But Malcolm Gladwell, especially like with what is going on right now with our, you know, society and how we're viewing each other and the Talking with Strangers is just a really powerful book.
Yeah, because I can tell you, folks, I've interviewed every different type of person on this show of every different type of political view. I already know as a salesperson, avoid politics, sports, religion, et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
COVID now is a topic that you don't want to really talk about because everyone's got different views and points of view. Some people think it's a conspiracy. Some people think we're going to go world's gonna end next year. So you have to be accepting of people's points of view. And I think that's the thing that like Talking with Strangers or something like that will teach you is that acceptance is amazing. When you accept people and just like love their uniqueness and like, hey, you hate Trump. Cool. This person hates Biden. Cool. Whatever, dude. It doesn't matter. They're still human and we still can find some commonalities. And I can, most importantly, this is, I think I would love to share with everyone at the final stages here is just respect someone's point of view, you know, like just respect that that's their point of view and move on.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be yours. We all have different interests. Your boy likes sports and all sorts of things, baseball cards. People don't care about that. Great. Latch on to the people that care about you. Feed that. And then most importantly, just move on, you know, but respect. Yeah. I think that's the most important thing. I know in my life, that has been the thing that has gotten me through just like all these different personalities that I've interviewed. And I'm like, some I agree with, some I don't. I'm like, but I still respect them. Hey, yeah. No worries, dude. You're killing it. Dude, or she's killing it. Great. That's part of life. That's the fun of it. You know, so many times I think people are trying to kind of change each other's minds on things. Can you give our listeners, where's the best place for people to find you? Where's the best place for people to get you online?
Well, definitely. You can go to my website. So it's brandcrudo.com.
Absolutely.
Or hit me up on LinkedIn.
Hit her up on LinkedIn, folks. We'll put both in the show notes. You've been hanging out with Jacqueline Lieberman and Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you so much for your time today, and let's keep being real.
What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today.
Right now, more than ever, folks, we need to work on our reputation for our businesses. And get those reviews, get those positive reviews, get those positive recommendations on both on your social, but also to market on your website. And that is why you want to check out my business, folks, our software, realtimereputation.us. That's realtimereputation.us. Please check it out. It is literally the best thing that's ever happened to many of our campaigns, as that reviews bring together your social and digital campaigns. And the more positive reviews, as people are making those positive, you know, decisions, they're looking at your, you know, at your reviews. And so the more you can get, the better. And make it easy and automated with realtimereputation.us. Check us out.